Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia.
I am your co-host, Wesley Wabbit.
Wesley Wabbit. And Katie is on detail. She's driving around. I think she's going back home because of just the snow. She's going to call in from there. And so we'll be patient and wait for her arrival when she gets here. So hopefully she gets back safely because we care about her. Got a lot of snow.
That is a lot of snow.
A lot of snow. I was really surprised when I woke up this morning. I was like, wow, where'd that all come from?
Yeah, I peeked out the window last night and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
It's actually not too bad out right now. Just go slow going around the corners. They seem to have cleared the main streets pretty good.
Very good.
So just exercise caution. Don't be an idiot.
That's right.
Go around the corners good, and the rest of it's pretty smooth sailing.
And with that, we welcome you to...
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia and Mark Matheny. Sit back and relax. Grab a sandwich. Enjoy your lunch. And listen to some of the coolest things on the internet. Food for your soul. Food for your heart. Now on to the show.
Grab a sandwich before a sandwich grabs you.
We do everything backwards here. So what's new, my friend?
Oh, watched a bizarre movie yesterday.
Really?
I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, you know, the Clerks guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he did Chasing Amy and some other. Yeah. Chasing Amy's really good. So I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. But he's gotten into, I would guess he started off kind of stylish humor, his first few movies, Clerks and Mallrats and some of those. But he's just such an interesting character. He's a Gemini, I believe. Gemini, of course. He's a Gemini. But he's kind of gotten into... Like he said, his movies kind of reflect his personal life a lot,
mm-hmm.
what's going on. So, you know, his personal life is kind of settled. I think he's married and maybe has some kids and stuff now. So his personal life is kind of settled down. So he kind of doesn't have as much of the personal things like that to share. So now he's kind of gotten into more like some making some weird like artistic statements and stuff. But anyways, his last two movies have been much darker than his earlier one. So this one I watched yesterday, it is called Tusk.
I think I've seen that one.
And it is, you would remember if you've seen it.
I think I've seen Tusk.
That's one that I think it was good. I think I'm pretty sure I liked it, but it will forever stick in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. It kind of reminded me of us, how we get going on these little flows.
Yeah.
But that entire movie, him and his friend do a little podcast, sound familiar?
Yeah.
And they just found a news article that was an ad for, so now I'm going to like totally steal Kevin Smith's show now. So
let's go for it.
Him and his friend had, were doing a podcast and they ran across a news. It was I think it's called a Gumshoe ad, which is kind of like Craigslist for people looking for housing and places to, apartments for rent, houses for rent, houses,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. And this is a real ad out of, I think it was either New York or the UK. I think it was the UK where this ad was. But it was a guy offering, and this part's all true.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy had some space in his house, in his flat or whatnot. He had like two rooms to offer and run of the house and everything like that. But the gist was that there was no rent. You didn't have to pay any rent or utilities or anything. Had your free run of the house, but here was the catch.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Go ahead.
This guy had built a walrus suit, and for you to live in the house for, you know, an average of 2 hours a day, you had to wear this walrus suit, and you had to act and behave like a walrus for 2 hours a day. I mean, you couldn't talk. You had to He said he might sometimes throw you fish or crab to eat, and you would have to not talk and wear this walrus suit and be convincing. You couldn't just wear the walrus suit. You had to be convincing, I guess. He actually had held interviews and stuff. Kevin Smith and his friend who do this podcast took that and just totally ran with, you know, because I listened on one of the extras on the DVD was the original podcast where they read this ad, and they came up with pretty much the whole idea for this movie in like 15 minutes on this podcast. And it ended up being like what the entire movie was, but, you know, they added a few additional things. Also, Johnny Depp had, well, Justin Long is in it, who I really like. He was, if you're a horror fan aficionado, he was in the first Jeepers Creepers movie, and then he's been in a few others. But I kind of like him. But also, Johnny Depp has a small role in it, and he plays, I think, Guy Lapointe, which is actually the name of a famous Montreal Canadiens hockey player from the past, but he plays like this chain-smoking alcoholic detective who's the only one who's... Of course, Kevin Smith turned this movie into kind of a horror movie because, you know, probably in real life, probably this guy who was made this walrus outfit was probably just a weird guy that had a lot of experiences and stuff like that, but, you know, maybe potentially not a serial killer, but they kind of took it and just, you know, it was kind of on that line, so he just kind of ran with it, and sorry, made it into this guy was like a psycho, you know, kind of a Silence of the Lambs kind of a, you know, he was making suits out of human skins. Oh, good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
If you're not awake now, if you're not awake, yeah, you ought to be now. So they kind of ran into this guy made. I don't want to ruin the whole movie, but
I don't think it matters now.
He was trying to, and he had. The story is the guy had been stranded, like, during the war. He was on a ship that had gotten hit and was sunk. And he ended up living on this island for a couple of years by himself, and his best friend was this walrus. So he said it was, like, the best relationship he'd ever had. And so he was trying to turn... I don't know if anyone there was twisted out there, twisted like me, and watched the movie Human Centipede. It was kind of like a...
Oh, God, yes.
He described it as like a lighter, fluffier version of Human Centipede. So I watched this yesterday, and it was pretty bizarre. Definitely very entertaining. Johnny Depp's character was really good. Again, chain smoking alcoholic ex detective who's the only one who's like really putting the pieces together of the serial killer. And it started off the guy, Justin Long's character, is actually. Him and one of his friends run this really crazy podcast that is really huge, and they go to interview this one guy, and something had happened to this guy they're going to interview, and so he finds this ad for this crazy eccentric millionaire, and he's like, well, I went up to Canada, I've got to get an interview for my show, and so it was, but I found some similarities there. It's a really bizarre and somewhat disturbing movie, so, but that's right up my alley. I'm all about bizarre and disturbing, so.
And yeah, I don't know if I watched that though. I remember seeing something in the walrus suit. Maybe I did kind of like click it through and just didn't think about it.
Yeah, because it's it leaves its mark on your brain.
Yeah, I would remember that.
It's
Well, you know, they're making a new movie, Clerks 3 now.
Yes, and actually, he was talking about he got some of the funding for that. He's actually
nobody wanted to fund it, right? So what it was.
Oh, right. He'd kind of gotten out of movies for a while because he had his own TV show. It was about a comic book collector
stuff. Yeah. Right, the comic guys.
And then him and Jason Mewes, who was their Jay and Silent Bob,
right.
In his first several movies, the Clerks movies and stuff.
They're coming for us.
Wow, that's a low-flying helicopter or airplane.
That's a helicopter.
Yeah. They're going to land in your yard.
It's black.
Yeah. So he kind of gotten out of movie making for a little bit and was doing like his TV show, and they do... he does like spoken word tours where he goes and talks about his movies and stuff like that. And so,
yeah, I've watched it on TV sometimes. I'll do that.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting if you're, you know, nerdish like I am.
Are you nerdish?
I have a nerd side.
/ nerdish.
So he kind of gotten out of movie making and then just like ran across it. He did a really good movie called Red State, but it was pretty political and had a lot of triggers for people in it, so I thought it was a really good movie, but And I liked Tusk also. It was pretty bizarre. But yeah, now so now with through that, he got the funding to do Clerks 3. And Tusk is actually the first of three movies he's doing. It's called the Canadian Trilogy. One of the movies is going to be called Moose Jaws. It's about essentially Jaws on land, but it's a moose.
Jaws, yeah.
Moose Jaws. And then there's a, I forget what the third one is.
Yeah, I know he's done several movies.
Yeah, yeah. So, he's done two Clerks movies, Mallrats, Chasing Amy. He had one with Ben Affleck. He just did one with, I think it's called Cop Out with Bruce Willis and I think Tracy Morgan. And
he actually talks.
Yes. Yeah, he talks now.
They remind me of Penn and Teller type.
Yes, I love Penn. Actually, that's a hilarious. I don't agree with a lot of Penn and Teller's political comments, but I think that they're hilarious.
Yeah, I don't find them very funny. Penn and Teller. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird humor.
I think they're.
You know,
they're very angry and get kind of hateful. I find them funny, but like he had a show called Bullshit. It was on like HBO or something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I find them funny, but they make me mad too. But I probably, because I know I don't go along with their political statements or anything.
I remember one
show on astrology and everything. And of course they found the wackiest, looniest, craziest, you know,
What do you expect?
Right. I mean, they didn't take a serious astrologer. Some guy who still
wears a turban with his head.
Well, no, some guy who looked like he came right out of, like, you know, 1973 with, you know, bell-bottom pants and a crazy rainbow hat and tie-dye shirt. And he was like,
they found one of our friends.
Right, like trying to do, you know, he's doing like an astrology party and he's like, trying to use people's zodiac signs to guess their favorite foods and give real vague comments on stuff. And it's like, you know, I could use astrology to try and guess people's favorite foods and stuff, but why would I spend time on that? I'd rather help people figure out their soul's purpose and their, you know, what their meaning behind their relationships is and what their evolutionary status is, as opposed to trying to guess what kind of food they like. So again, you can take anything and make it to look totally ridiculous.
So Katie, did you find the Yeti?
Hello?
Did you find the Yeti out in the snow? No Yeti?
Bigfoot's cousin. No Yeti. I just found bad roads.
Yeah. Yeah, roads are kind of weird out there.
Yeah, I kind of took a little different route to stay on the main roads.
Yeah, the way I usually come was all bad, so I had to turn around.
To your home now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Just want to make sure you're home all right. She called, and I was like, oh, we got to go push her. She's stuck somewhere. Get the chains. Well, I'm glad you're
okay. No, not that bad.
Mark and I have been talking a little bit about movies and stuff and just things that he saw and things that we're kind of feeling and going on in our minds. And I guess it kind of boils into about what 2015 could be, a year of imagination and creation, huh? What do you think about that? You know, I think a lot of people have kind of given up over the course of the 2000s because there was so much expectation on everything. There's this all expectation in 2000, everything was going to be different.
Right.
You know? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, we're out of the 1900s. Now we're in 2000s. You know? Now we're going to, things are going to be different. I'm going to be different, you know.
Right.
And they just walk right in with the same old baggage. They forgot, you know, they didn't, like you said, the carousel baggage claim.
Yes, the bag, your baggage check at the energy points.
Yeah. And so you're carrying the same stuff. You can relate, yeah.
I can relate.
So,
I have to let things go.
I mean, what do you throw out? You know, the question is, you know, what do you throw out of your bag that you're carrying around? You know, or because most of us carry anchors anyhow to begin with. We drag our anchors. That slows us down and keeps us grounded to some degree. But yet we have all this other stuff we're carrying around.
Try to throw out judgment. I still find myself tending to judge, and I try not to. So I have to watch my words before I have that urge.
Do you guys think there's different types of judgment, though? Or is judgment just one thing?
There's different types.
Okay. And so we have to distinguish what kind of judgment is not beneficial. Because there's some judgment we have to judge if we're going to go over this cliff or drive down this road. We have to take, you know, precedent, you know, and understand. So I thought about that last night, too. You know, what is judgment? You know, judgment can be a lot of things, a lot of people.
Yeah, mine is religious, things I were brought up with, religious judgment and tolerances, and I thought I got rid of it a long time ago, but I still find myself going there for some odd reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch it, and especially with my tongue, with my words, think before I speak, you know, and make sure if I'm judging somebody on something that I'm not guilty of that same thing that I'm finding fault with them about. You know, remove the log from your eye before you remove the splinter from someone else's.
Yeah, I think that things that I, you know, that I'm finding that need released are, you know, just things I don't vibrate with at the same frequency anymore. I mean, I'm finding I can't work in the way I used to. You know, I can't accomplish things like it just doesn't work. I don't get things done when I work in the old manner that I used to. So I have to like, and all this I can see is all this is pushing me towards, you know, being here now and being in the present to, you know, as opposed to like, well, I'll do this on Thursday, or I'll, you know, it's more like as ideas and inspiration come to you, our friend Gary Heron had a good quote on Facebook the other day. He said he's going to spend a lot of this year trying to stay out of his own way. And I'm like, damn, that's really good. That's really good.
That is good. That's good.
So yeah, I think that's a lot of what I'm needing to do too, is stop the, you know, just stop trying to figure out the, I don't know, it's like just letting things flow out of me instead of trying to funnel them or whatnot into a what may seem like a more conducive day to do them or whatnot. Just kind of just let everything. You know, you take in the inspiration, let it run through you, and then you shove it back out or something like that.
That's why I could have said, excuse me for coughing.
That better, but
I don't know how you come up with these. Did you just make that up? No, but, you know, judgments are one of those things that, you know, we all do it. And it's just one of the things. If we catch ourselves doing it, that's one thing. You know, so I guess what I'm trying to say is if we catch ourselves doing it, then we're able to, you know, say, okay, wait a minute. I think some people just fly out of their mouth. You know, like Katie was saying, they just let it go. Then they try to do cleanup detail, you know. They're like, oh, well, that's not really what I meant. You know, then it goes into another whole thing. Then what did you really mean, you know?
Right.
What are you saying, you know? So it just opens up a whole windows of stuff. But and the type of judgment we're talking about is judgment about just how we perceive people. Like she's saying, religiously, she sees things. She still has filters that she uses on certain situations. And I do too. And I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I know that I have some things that I'm working on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Checking on the boards here. So we got our first snow. Katie, what do you think? No, our second snow.
That's a doozy.
Yeah, it's second snow, sorry. It's a doozy?
Yes.
Could you imagine if it was raining, like it was raining the other day?
Oh, yeah.
What we would have had?
Oh, yeah.
If it was colder? I think Katie's feeding back.
Yeah, I got to cut the volume here.
She can't hear.
Well, I got on headphones.
Oh, okay.
But
oh,
I'm
speaking. The mic's speaking.
I just opened my computer, so.
Oh.
There. Hopefully I cut the feedback. I had to put on the, what do you call it? Yeah. Mute
the
computer.
The mute.
So there, because I brought up the chat room.
All right, cool. So, Mark, astrologically, how we going? How we doing?
Okay, our next big energy bump up, as we've been talking about, happens between January 12th and the 19th. So right now, Mars is in Aquarius, and that's a little bumpy. It's good for it gets out of our routines and stuff. And it's for like innovations and thinking outside of the box and stuff like that. But on not the most stable energy in the universe. But on early morning of January 12th, Mars will enter Pisces. And so that, again, Pisces is one of the most spiritual signs, and it's about intuition and things like that. And sometimes,
I think that's Katie.
Something is wrong with
it. It's where
I
your
think
windows
it
are
went
up
on something else. Sorry about that, y'all.
Okay, we're baking a cake now. Go ahead.
I hate when they automatically do something on the computer and you don't want to listen to somebody's commercial. So,
okay, we're right on,
there you go.
Right on cue.
There we go. Okay, is that better, or am I getting feedback?
No, I think you're good now.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that, y'all. There we go.
So then on January 15th, Pluto is exact square to the nodes, and Mars is also exactly square to Saturn. And so both of those energies are similar, and to the way those are both kind of like shifts in destiny. So I think a lot of people are feeling, and with Saturn just having moved into Sagittarius too, I think a lot of people are feeling stirrings on the inside to flip things, change things, start new projects, redefine themselves, reinvent themselves, change the way they do things. And again, Pluto is the soul. The nodes are future and past karma. So when you have Pluto squaring the nodes, a square is a lot of energy. So collectively, mankind is feeling their souls are nudging them to get themselves aligned with what they're supposed to be doing, what their soul purpose is in this incarnation. And then same thing, Mars is square to Saturn. Mars is rebellion and anger. It can be violence. Saturn is authority figures. So again, we're getting that energy too to overthrow anything. Do you have someone that's picking on you or oppressing you? You're going to be feeling up through the 15th, you're going to be feeling that energy to tell them to back off or stop judging me or stop trying to put me in a box or stop wielding control over me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to anything that has authority over us or anything that we feel is holding us back is going to get some anger and aggression directed towards it. And this works in tandem with Pluto squaring the nose as to throwing off things that are holding us back to getting us aligned with where we're supposed to be. And then on January 19th, Mars is conjunct Neptune. Mars is energy, action, aggression, Neptune, imagination, creativity, spirituality. So when you have Mars conjunct Neptune in Pisces, what you get is taking a lot of the things we've been thinking about and talking about and imagining and creatively thinking about and moving some action towards them, bringing some of that spiritual thoughts into the physical reality.
Let me ask you a question. Certain signs get affected more by these energetic pulls or whatever, however you call it.
Correct.
Okay, so Libras, how are they affected in all this right now? Because Libra women, I notice, are more like really
okay,
versus so, Libra boys.
Okay.
Men.
Yeah. Okay. So in general, the last few years and continuing for a good while, the four cardinal signs. Now, cardinal signs are initiators. The four cardinal signs are
mm-hmm.
Libra and Aries,
mm-hmm.
which are opposite each other, and Cancer and Capricorn,
mm-hmm.
which are opposite each other. So together, the four cardinal signs form a grand square.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two sets of opposition. I'm doing little finger motions here, which,
mm-hmm.
of course, no one on the radio can see.
Yeah.
Two little finger puppets showing two oppositions. So what's happening is people of those four signs within this, all of them within this, like, it's a 10-year period, essentially, because Pluto stays in a sign for a really long time. Within that, more Uranus stays in a sign for about 8 years. So within that, then you have highlights of those periods. So it's kind of a theme for a longer period, but then you've got highlight periods. And one of those has been the last 2.5 years with the Uranus-Pluto square. And like right now, the north node is in Libra and the south node is in Aries. So Cancers, Capricorns, Libras, and Aries, really the last couple years, really, 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 at some smaller period within that period, they're really going to feel the call to overthrow and change stuff. Because, I mean, Pluto, if you're a Libra, Pluto is squaring your sun sometime in this period. Uranus is opposite your sun. The north node will be conjunct your sun. The south node will be opposite your sun. You can't possibly have any more calls to change than that. And so at these Uranus-Pluto exact squares, and it's really highlighted.
Okay.
So the peaked most right now are people around like the 11 to 14 degrees of Libra. So that's
mm-hmm.
roughly going to put birth dates of October, like third through sixth, third through seventh,
mm-hmm.
and that period. Those people with those birthdays are the ones that are really lit up now and really being asked to change and to overthrow things. So with the North Node being in Libra, one message for everyone is to establish some kind of balance in your life, wherever things are out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And one misnomer about astrology is that Libras have balance. That is incorrect. Incorrect.
Yeah, just because they have little scales.
Right. That means they're about balance. One of their things may be achieving balance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Libra people I know have very little balance, and they need to continue work on balance between themselves.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it?
Right, because one of the bad ways the Libra energy comes out is extreme codependence.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they do
wow.
not fulfill their destiny because they can be overly codependent and fall into that
mm-hmm.
trap. And it's not that they're bad
yeah.
people, that they want to be inclusive and they want to include everyone, but sometimes they hold themselves back by putting so much energy into being inclusive and making sure everyone comes along for the ride and everything. Well, some people aren't ready for the ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people aren't ready for this trip. So part of the Libra achieving balance is getting in touch with node, which is now in Aries. Aries is independence, courage, going out on your own. So part of the south node lessons being in Aries right now is how to help the tribe and the group and help others move forward, but not by completely giving away your own power. That's the purpose of the nodes being in Libra and Aries.
Well, here's my thing. I'm a Sagittarian. In the middle of this box, my my son and my daughter and my one son are Libras, and then my one son is an Aries, and my wife's Aquarius.
So your wife is probably getting the least amount of, depending on what else is in her chart. Now, if she's got a bunch of Capricorn in her chart, which she might have some, because I've got her chart somewhere, I guess I'm having it.
Yes.
If she's got a lot of Aquarius, then she's probably doing a lot better than the others.
In her own way, I guess.
Right. The Libras and Aries are really feeling the upheaval.
What about good old Sagittarians?
Yeah.
What are we doing there?
Well, Sagittarians, Saturn stays in the sign for 2.5 years. So the main thing for that all Sagittarians are going to feel it on some degree now, or if you know your chart, if you have some planets in Sagittarius. Saturn had just moved into Sagittarius, and Saturn and Neptune, which is in Pisces, are square to each other right now. So if you're a Sagittarius, sometime within the next 2.5 years, Saturn will be crossing over your sun and any other planets you have in Sagittarius. When Saturn crosses over your sun, you're going to find a lot of stuff in your, anything that in your life that does not work is going to make itself very, 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 very apparent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't fix it, it is usually taken away. So that is a, and so on the good side, Saturn is a pain in the ass. This is a fact. However, Saturn does improve your life and your living conditions after it's over. It's like Saturn goes, as it goes through your chart, it goes through each house or room in your house, if you want to put it that way, and asks you to clean and tidy up anything that's not working. And so that's why people talk about a Saturn return. Every 28 years, Saturn has gone all the way around your chart. And so as Saturn goes through each of these 12 houses, where it stays for about 2.5 years in each one, then it goes through and says, this works, your, the way you make money works, this relationship does not work, your work environment doesn't work, your home living is good. You know, it tells you, it's kind of, it's totaling up, you know, it's your accountant kind of saying, this works, how you have it set up, this does not, this needs change, this needs a slight adjustment. So it helps you kind of get all your stuff in order. So as you get, now sometimes there's some losses where you lose some things up front, but it's because they're not working and you haven't fixed them or have ignored the signs, or that you just don't vibrate with them anymore out of nothing that you've done wrong.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't, you don't vibrate at that frequency and it's no longer, you know, it's served its usefulness for a time, but now it's time to move on to something else.
Cool.
So that, what up?
Yeah, I feel better. It's a lot better.
That sounds pretty good. That might work for me, too, because I'm a Scorpio, but my Scorpio is in, like, halfway into Sagittarius. So,
hey,
what do you think?
Can't be in there.
Or, yeah, or I think you have some, I know you have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, but I think you have some Sagittarius, too, with, for everybody out there, whatever your sun sign is, the inner few planets all travel pretty close together. So, like, whatever your sun sign is, because I can tell every single person on Earth, if you are a sun sign Scorpio, I know that your Mercury is in Libra, Scorpio, or Sagittarius. And that goes for every single person alive and who has ever lived. Because Mercury travels in a very close cycle as the sun does. So it never gets more than one sign away. And same thing with Venus. Venus travels at a very similar speed as the sun too. It goes retrograde less than Mercury does. So, but Venus will never be more than two signs away from your sun sign. So everybody on the Earth that has sun in Scorpio, then your Venus, I know that your Mercury is going to be in Libra, Scorpio, or Sagittarius, and I know that your Venus is going to be in Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, or Capricorn.
Cool.
So that's, so, and it's, so it's not uncommon. And then you've got the chance of, you know, for a 2-month period, every 2 years, your Mars will be in your sun sign. So most people, not all, but most people, whatever their sun sign is, they usually have at least one other planet in that sign. And it's not unusual. I mean, a lot of people have a planet in one of the neighboring signs as well, if not the same sign as their sun. I probably totally destroyed that. I probably should have stopped about halfway through. But
I'm going to have to go back and look at my charts and see what's going on. But I feel pretty calm right now. I feel calm and comfortable, no anxiety about anything. I just know there's some things I want to change, you know, quite a bit of things I want to change, and some things that I've got to say no to, just like this. And you all know about the people that's supposed to be helping me find a job that haven't done anything but play a game, so I'm getting rid of them this week so I can move on to something else. Because I'm not supposed to be in a, like, 9-to-5 or any type of that kind of thing anyway.
Right. So you should actually be feeling a decrease in pressure because you just spent 2.5 years with Saturn in your sign, which shows you some things that aren't working, like this job agency you're going through. So usually once Saturn moves out of your sign, you're kind of able to kind of put together all the pieces, all the little lessons that came across the last 2.5 years. And then you can, to Saturn, well, Saturn's kind of a DB when you're when you're having to deal when it's in your sign or directly hitting something. But then after it's moved on to the next sign, then you kind of have a little breathing room and it's not the like intense pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can kind of like I kind of look at this in the sports, like in the sports astrology a lot, because a lot of times you'll see, especially like quarterbacks, like we just had. So here's my example.
Like Andrew Luck.
Well,
he made his luck.
Huh?
Andrew Luck made his luck.
Yeah. Well, I look at Sam Bradford, Andy Dalton, and Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Three had some really good years the last couple of years, but had limitations of some sort. So Andy Dalton lost his fourth playoff game, in a row. Sam Bradford got injured for the second or third year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Kaepernick completely went to hell this year. All three of those guys are Scorpios. And they were three of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL coming in the last 4 or 5 years and have played great at times. But Saturn is going over their sun in the last 2.5 years. So this is why all sports teams should have an astrologer on their staff, because then that's what becomes the question. This is where a lot of teams screw. I've totally just gone on the sports astrology rant. Sorry.
No, it's perfect, man.
So this is why general managers and stuff should have an astrologer on their staff, because then the question becomes, A, do these guys really suck? Were they not as good as they were supposed to be, or what? Now, they just had Saturn going over their sun. So all three of these guys, if they learn their lessons properly, all three of them should have really good bounce back seasons next year, as Saturn has now gone past their sun and is out of their sign. It can be brutal when Saturn is in the same sign as your sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I would expect all three of those guys to bounce back after, because Saturn teaches you things. Saturn teaches you lessons. Now, if you've been willing and participated in these lessons, then you should be vastly improved afterwards.
Now, you've made charts on the other guys as well, haven't you? Or did you not get to that?
Like
Andrew Luck. The guys are winning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Virgos always seem to adjust well to change. They're queer. As far as the NFL playoffs, there's very heavy Aquarius energy this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I took, of the 12 playoff teams, I took the head coach, the quarterback, the best running back, and best wide receiver on each team. So that was, I looked at 48 sun signs just to try and get a number.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very heavy. There was way more Aquarius out of those 48 people I looked at. It was 8 or 12 Aquarius out of 48 people. So if everything were random, you would expect. So there was a very low number of Cancers because they've been getting beat up by this square, by this Cardinal Grand Square.
The Grand Square.
Right. And the Gemini people have the Gemini people.
I like you say that. Gemini people.
Here, do you want me to?
Go for it, man.
Okay. I'll just do a really, really super quick one sentence rundown on all 12 of the signs and what your biggest challenge is or has been.
All right. Hold on, folks. We're going to do a rundown, okay? So we're going to go take a little break. We're going to just real quick, right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
I want to welcome everybody back to With Insights Radio. We hope you're enjoying our broadcast here. live Lunchtime Wisdom with Mark Matheny, Katie Singing Eagle, and Iggy Garcia. Just want to remind everybody that you probably don't hear commercials while we're playing our shows, because this is a listener-donated radio station. And we haven't done this in the past, but we're doing it now. We're asking for your support to keep us on the air, and we ask for donations. And you can actually go to iggygarcia.com. There's a donate button there for our radio ministry here that we have. And so if you feel called to do so, please. And we thank you for your contribution. If not, we still thank you for tuning in and getting something out of that and sharing with the world. So we'll return you back to our regular scheduled program. The rundown of the signs.
Okay. I'm just going to give like a one or two sentence thing on all 12 of the zodiac signs. And most people should resonate with these. Now, there are some people that are sun sign Virgo that have six planets in Leo. So, but in general, I think you'll be able to pick out a lot of the people. So I'm just going to give like the main thing that's been happening with each sign right now in the last couple, this time period.
Okay.
I will start with Aries. That's the first sign of the zodiac. Okay. Main thing is Uranus for 8 years, which we're almost right in the middle of. Uranus has been going over their sun. It's been in their sign, and Pluto has been squaring it. And right now the South Node is in Aries. So Aries people are undergoing transformation, and things are very shaky, herky jerky, up and down, but they're kind of settling themselves into where they need to be. And it's Aries people are needing to use their courage and flexibility and just keep moving forward and go with the Uranus changes. Taurus people have just gone through, Saturn has just been in Scorpio, which is their opposite sign, for 2.5 years, which has probably been a little oppressive. Taurus people, things should calm down a little bit. Pluto is in Capricorn, which forms a trine to Taurus because they're both Earth signs. So Taurus people should be regaining their power as Pluto trines their sun, and some of the difficult energy should lift for them. Gemini people, Saturn is now in your opposite sign, which is Sagittarius, and Neptune is in Pisces, which is square to your Gemini sun. This can be very disconcerting for the Gemini people because they're very mentally active. Gemini people need to meditate now and still the voices and the outer chatter and listen to their inner voice and intuition. Cancer people, Cancer's next. Cancer people have been getting quite beat up with Pluto and Uranus and the nodes all forming a grand square to their sun. Cancer people are needing to learn to, I don't want to say, Cancer people are so sweet and loving and nurturing, but Cancer people, your lesson is you have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. That is the message for Cancer. Leo people, Leo just had a hard time. Saturn being in Scorpio, that's been square to their sun. That's difficulty, headbutting, lots of challenges for Leo people. I know a lot of them have been trying to redefine themselves and get themselves out of situations where they're stuck. Jupiter, the planet of luck and optimism, is in Leo for this year, or for 6 more months. It's been there for a few months. And Saturn is in Sagittarius, which is the fire sign. Uranus is in Aries, which is the other fire signs. We have a fire grand trine. Leo people, now it's time to flop your mane about and go out there and go after what you want. Virgo people, Neptune is in your opposite sign. You're going to hear a similar message. Pluto is trine to your sun because Virgo is one of the other Earth signs with Capricorn and Taurus. So Virgo people have been, as long as they're not spinning their mental wheels out of control, Virgo people can thrive because Virgo people do well with change. However, you too, just like the Gemini people, because you're ruled by Mercury, you have to stop, you have to put the inner mental chatter to a minimum. Libra people, we kind of went over Libra, you're being asked to change and shift, and it's good to include other people, but you have to take care of yourselves, just like the Cancer people, same message for Libra. Scorpio people, you just came out of Saturn being in your sun sign. Neptune is in Pisces, which is good for you. So, Scorpio people, loosen up on the intensity a little bit. Go with the flow a bit. You're getting a square from Jupiter this year, but Scorpio people, the worst of your stuff is behind you, and you should be able to start thriving. Sag, you're being asked to redefine yourself to Saturn's in your sign. But again, you're feeling that the grand trine, you've got, there's Uranus, Jupiter, and Saturn all in fire signs forming a grand trine for a good part of this year. So again, Sagittarius is going to have to organize chaos is a good phrase that I've heard for Sagittarius. Wow. Organize your chaos and you have lots of creative energy at your disposal right now. Capricorn people.
I need
people,
to do that.
Yeah. Capricorn people.
But I'm not a Sagittarius.
Capricorns, you've got to loosen the hell up, dudes. I don't. Everybody that I do readings for right now that has someone that's making them miserable, it's a Capricorn that's making them miserable. You've got to stop.
Wow.
Pluto is in your sign. You are being asked to get your... Capricorns are being asked to do the toughest thing. Every sign has one thing that's really hard for them. Capricorns are being asked to do the toughest thing in the history of all history for them. They're being asked to look at their emotions. Because Pluto is about the soul and it's about transformation. There's no fluffy bullshit with that. There's no hiding from your feelings or hiding from your past. Or you're being asked to deal with shit and transform. So Capricorn people, chillax. You've got to let go of control a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the middle. They're one of those cardinal signs. So they're feeling Uranus asking them to dump their baggage. Pluto asking them to transform. And the nodes asking them to... you know, also dump some of their baggage and to take care of themselves. So Capricorn people, you got a tough one, but you got to chillax and change, dudes. Aquarius mm-hmm. seems to be thriving, seem to be doing pretty good. Saturn's been in the square, and I know it's just totally kicked the ass of some of my Aquarius friends. It's been just hideous.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully now with Saturn out of the square to your sign, Aquarius people deal with change really well and are really good at reinventing themselves. Aquarians are really good to go on the fly.
Cool.
So keep doing what you're doing. Things should smooth out a little bit. And then finally, last sign, Pisces. Pisces, Neptune is in your sign. Chiron is also in the sign of Pisces. This is all about getting in touch with your, you know, it's kind of a similar message to Sagittarius because Pisces and Sag have a lot of similar things. So the Pisces message is to organize your chaos. And as bumpy as things are right now, Pisces people really should be thriving because Pisces are really good at chaos. We can deal with, I'm a fish person myself. We can deal with chaos on levels that other people cannot because we're comfortable with the flow of the tides and the water moving about. Pisces people, use your intuition, swim about as you see fit, organize your chaos a little bit so you can get things done. And in general, people born early, mid-60s, right now is the time for you, the next year and a half, you're going to be asked to step up and take control of any areas where you're supposed to be leading. Pluto is... people born in the early mid-60s have a tight Uranus-Pluto conjunction in the sign of Virgo. So second half of this year and first half of 2016, Jupiter is going to be hitting that conjunction. The North Node goes into Virgo late this year. And so in the late 2015 through 2016, the North Node will be hitting your Uranus-Pluto conjunction. And Pluto will be forming a trine to your natal Uranus-Pluto conjunction. So those of you born in the early mid-60s, now is the time to claim your power. Stop screwing around.
I was born in the 60s.
And that's it. I'll shut up so somebody else can talk a little bit.
Oh, you did fine. We have about 7 minutes left. So anything you guys want to share before we start to wind it down for today?
Oh, I've got a lot of chaos that needs to be organized. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to work on that, some things. I wanted to work on some things before the end of the year, and I did get something done, but other things, they just kind of slipped by me. So my thing for 2015, and I know other people out there have this problem, is procrastination.
There it is. I knew I was trying to avoid that conversation.
Yeah, so I've got to, you know, get some things done. And now I know there's things I want to get done, even with myself, for before spring and summer comes, especially like some physical things I'm going to look into. I need to look into getting my hands operated on, and then something wrong with my digestive tract, getting that looked at. I'm going to get that looked at on the 8th and even talk about one of those surgeries that they do for weight loss. I'm going to look into that and see what may be optional for me or what other options there is out there, because I've been trying for the last, 6 years to try to do some things on my own, and they're not working. No matter how little I eat or what I change or whatnot, nothing's happening. And my doctor did tell me that my body, for some reason, is holding on to stuff. So I've got to figure out why I'm holding on to things that I eat. No matter how little or much I eat, I'm the same. I'm stuck in a plateau. And I know there's other people out there, so I will keep you all up on my improvements, because our listeners know that I'm a big 300-pound woman. And I would like to get down to, you know, about 50 to 100 pounds less. So you all can help me, and my friends, Iggy and Mark and David, and you all see me all the time. So my encouragement, I need encouragement on my journey.
No, you're absolutely right. Encouragement and a lot of health, a lot of faith, a lot of push. Procrastination's huge. It's crippling for some people. I'll do it tomorrow. I've already done it. You know, I'm like, I'm going to work out, you know, I'm going to get back into shape. But then I eat something like, well, I can't work out right now because it's 8.
Right.
Or I have to do this or that. But she makes a valid point. I really hate to say it, but I'm going to have to get organized.
me too.
Yeah, you all see me eat. Y'all know I eat like a, you know, bird.
Oh,
I don't,
my God.
You know.
I've seen you eat. And you don't eat as much as, you know, people would think.
Yeah, no.
You eat very light, very moderate, very modest.
Our friend Andrea,
usually
she's
take
calling
home after
in.
Lunch for me.
Yeah, our friend Andrea, she's tall and thin, and she eats about 3 times as I do. I don't know where she puts it, but I love her. I love people who have that body type.
She finished my pancakes off the other day.
Yeah, Adriana eats.
She can eat, man.
She can out-eat all of us.
I think she just shared because I probably look like I was hungry. So are you going to share with this? I'm like, I know you want them all, Adriana, but and I'll share with them. They were so good. And she's probably listening, so hi, Adriana.
Hi.
Hello.
She's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
In cyberspace.
With her pink hat on.
And her lion mane. Floating around. When you said that about Leo, the first thing she came into my mind when you're talking about that. We're whipping around. I whip my hair.
Yeah, she's really one of the main energy sources of our little group, really. I mean, she really steps up and like, and she really takes, she's really the mother lion, man. She takes care of things. She looks out for all of this.
She's like, come back here,
baby. Yes.
With her paw.
I know.
Get over here. Come on.
I know.
You're going to fall off the cliff.
The scruff of our neck. And tries to keep us all in line when we're not having to keep her in line.
Look. It's so cool over here.
We're all bad in our own way.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson said, because I'm bad, and you know it. Well, I didn't get to talk about what I wanted to talk about, because we had to talk about what you had to talk about, which was important. Mine was about turning gray hair back to its natural color. So for those of you who are interested in that topic, I can help you with no hair as well.
Yeah, that's...
I put a link on the chat room. It's healthandlovepage.com. And then you can look up the article, it's hair back to its natural color. Wheatgrass, basically it's drinking wheatgrass. It's a deficiency, you know, it's a nickel deficiency in the body when you start getting gray hair. Your body starts, doesn't use it as much, doesn't store it as much. And it's part of your kidneys and the functions of your kidneys. So that's something you guys can read about and check it out. But I always love Mark sharing his take on astrology and how he sees it and how he interprets it. And he's on. I mean, I haven't yet to see that he's been off. You know, I'm still kind of hasn't put money on a certain team. But
I got 3 of the 4 games right last playoff games right last week, and I got the high. In fact, I almost got the point spread and final score right on the Ohio State game.
Yeah, it was close.
And I was almost exact on the point spread on 3 of the 4 NFL playoff games. And the one I missed, I actually almost had the score exactly reversed.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'll put some updated predictions up.
And then you got some predictions coming up in your show on Friday.
You have
any guests on Friday?
I do have a really awesome psychic. Her name is Lynn.
That's just her name, Lynn.
Yeah.
She doesn't go by him, but Lynn.
She goes by Lynn, and her site is Psychic Focus. Or Focus Sessions. It's psychicfocus.blogspot.com. It's a really fascinating blog. And I will have her on Friday. And I have some other great guests lined up for the next 2 months. I got some really awesome people that will be coming on with some different. And some will be astrologers, some will be outside the astrology field. Just try to keep things broken up and whatnot. But if you are a fan of Coast to Coast AM, you'll like my guest Friday. She covers some really interesting topics in her blog.
Yeah, and then next week we're going to be talking a little bit about the two powerful F words that people try to avoid. The one that we use, you know, to curse with. You know, people try to hold it back, but they let it fly sometimes, which is, you know, normal. But the other F word is forgiveness that people try to avoid talking about. So that's one of those things I want to cover next week in one of the shows.
Okay.
It doesn't matter when, but just something to throw around out there. If there's something out there, a topic you want to cover, a topic you want to listen about, or, you know, you're interested about, we can bring a guest on. You know, send us an email at withinsights@gmail.com. withinsightsradio@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how we can improve, what you want to listen more of. You know, if there's something that we're not talking about that you want to hear or listen, because we have connections with the universe here and different practitioners and metaphysicians and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, drop us a line. Let us know how we're doing. It's always important to know what our listeners are getting out of our shows, if they like it. If obviously, if you're still listening, then you must like it. So we really appreciate you for that. This show happens because of your support. We really thank you for that.
Right. If you guys weren't listening, we would just be sitting here talking to an empty room.
Yes, that's right. Talking to my mannequin heads up there, holding my hat.
Yeah.
All right, and with that,
last night on the head.
You got bopped.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
by
yeah,
the hat. They fell off. I bumped the shelf, and they fell off and bopped me in the head.
Yeah, the kids were playing laser tag down here. That's why I think got it rearranged. All right, folks, we're just about out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will see you next week. We will see you Friday on Mark the Rabbit Hole and Mud Toast Sasquatch at midnight on Fridays. With that, take care. Have fun. Going from Lunchtime Wisdom to Disco Joe.